California's electricity crisis has provided opportunities for those who are not big fans of California. Politicians and the utilities are convenient targets. So are people who say, not in my backyard, are NIMBY when it's time to build a power plant. NPR's Elaine Corey reports from San Francisco.
Wall Street started piling on as soon as it was clear California's energy supplies were stretched to the limit. It's your own fault, nagged the financial analysts and the bond rating firms. You want your prices to be low, but you won't build new power plants. Some of the most heartfelt digs came from the editorial writers of the Wall Street Journal. Susan Lee, a self-proclaimed California loather, recently penned an opinion piece titled California's Dim Bulbs. She says it's clear to her what's behind this mess.
I think California is to blame because I live in New York, way out to the west. What you see is a really rich, prosperous state filled with gorgeous girls and gorgeous boys greedily taking power from all its neighboring states because it doesn't want to build an unsightly power plant.
That's the free market refrain. California's wacky environmentalists and overzealous NIMBYs set the stage for this crisis. It's true no major power plant has been built in California for at least a decade, but more than a dozen low-capacity generators did go online in the 1990s. And according to Rich Ferguson, research director at the Center for Energy Efficiency in Sacramento, it's not the fault of environmentalists that no big projects broke ground.
In the last analysis, the decision to build or not to build is driven much more by market conditions and prices than they are by environmental concerns or NIMBYism.
California certainly has strict environmental laws, but Ferguson says a quick review of the decade shows that power companies themselves share in the blame.
For years, the utilities didn't want to build anything.
That's because they were recovering from a costly building spree in the 1980s. In the early 90s, the Diablo Canyon nuclear power plant finally went online after years of delays. Power was overflowing in California, and demand was low since the state was mired in a severe recession. But by 1995, the ground shifted, according to Steve Larson, director of the California Energy Commission, the agency that approves new plants. He says it was becoming clear that California would be facing power shortages by the end of the decade if new generators weren't built.
The Energy Commission, throughout that period, was saying that there was a problem coming, that by the year 2000, we would begin to see this problem. And our forecasts were very much right on the dot in terms of what was going to happen.
But at the time, those forecasts urging new plant construction were hotly debated. The utilities still balked, arguing that California had plenty of generating capacity until 2005. Meanwhile, the state was battling over deregulation, and according to Steve Larson, the utilities didn't want to invest in new plants until the dust had settled.
These were true believers in an economic principle, and they really believed that the marketplace would take care of the problem, and therefore we must be wrong.
Then, of course, California's high-tech industry took off. Before long, the economy was booming, energy demand skyrocketed, and the state was facing shortages. It was only then that outside companies started applying for permits to build new power plants. Anti-growth forces tried to block some of them, and that did drag out the regulatory process. But ultimately, according to the Energy Commission, every single application for a new plant was approved. But the first of those big power generators won't come online for at least another year. Jerry Taylor, a natural resources analyst at the Cato Institute in Washington, D.C., says a more important factor in this crisis has largely been overlooked.
Most of the power in California comes from natural gas, and natural gas prices in that region have increased by 600%.
Years back, California had decided natural gas was the fuel of choice for electric plants. Coal was too polluting, nuclear proved to be a flop, and sustainable fuels such as wind or solar power were in their infancy. Natural gas is a clean fuel, and at the time it was abundant and cheap. But in the last year, supplies tightened and the price spiked. Unfortunately, says Taylor, California has no control over the price of natural gas. In the short term, he says, there's little the state can do except wait for prices to come back down. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.